Hello, friends, and I hope you don't feel weird that I call you friends, even though we've never met. We are better than friends, actually, brother and sister in Jesus Christ. Brother and brother in Jesus Christ. We're siblings in the family of God because of what Jesus has done for us. Welcome to the Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry. I'm a pastor. I'm here to help us get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word today. And I'm excited today because we get to talk about two more of the spiritual gifts that God has given to His church. And these are actually not just spiritual gifts. These are people gifts. These are gifted people, evangelists and pastor teachers. Now, these are two phrases we've heard applied more commonly in our day. You know, Billy Graham was known as an evangelist. Pastors, we talk about pastors all the time. Every church has a pastor. But what are those gifts? And how are those gifts to work? That's what we're going to dig into today. Now, I've been getting a handful of emails lately, people asking for updates on my pastoral search as I'm seeking to go back into pastoral ministry. And I've been updating people on my prayer list, which frankly is easier for me to do than to talk about it so often on the Morning Mindset. So if you're interested in finding out those updates and being a part of the prayer team, I would love for you to be a part. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team and enter your email address and you'll be included to get updates on my life situation and ways you can be praying about the Morning Mindset. Okay, friends, as we dig in to Ephesians 4:11-13, again, grab your journal, grab your Bible. Let's look at this together and let's pray for God's illumination as we seek to understand these gifts. Lord Jesus, we are asking you to be our help today as we dig into the scripture and we look at these two people gifts and these gifts you give to people. Help us to understand it clearly and to apply it rightly. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, as we look back at Ephesians 4:11-13, let's remind ourselves the Apostle Paul is teaching us about gifts that Jesus gave to the church after he ascended into heaven. He gave some as apostles. We talked about that a few episodes ago. Some as prophets. We talked about that yesterday. And now we're going to look at evangelists and what he says in this version, shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Okay, so these are people who are in leadership roles within the church, and they have specific gifting. Let's talk about the evangelist. I think Billy Graham is a great example of an evangelist in one sense. He's a person who was very gifted by God in speaking the clear truth of the gospel message, and doing so in a powerful way that caused people to want to respond in faith. That really is one of the primary gifts of evangelist. My wife's dad is very gifted as an evangelist. There's kind of a joke in the family that if it's dinner time and he's not there, well, he's probably at Costco witnessing to somebody, you know, because that happens so often and he was so effective at it. But evangelists also, we can see in this context, are meant to be equippers as well. So they are to be teaching those of us who don't know how to evangelize very well, how to do it more effectively. So it makes sense. Those who are gifted in a certain area are teaching those who are not as gifted in that area. That's what an evangelist should be doing within the body. And that leads us to the second role, which in this version, the ESV, the Apostle Paul calls shepherds and teachers. In the Greek, it's actually tied together in a way. It could also be seen as one word. Some versions will say pastor teachers. Okay, these are people whose role is kind of twofold. They are to shepherd the flock. So like a shepherd would care for sheep, these people are tasked to care for the people within the church, to be ministering to them, to helping them in their times of needs, spiritually speaking. And they're to be teachers. They're to be teaching God's word. They're to be expounding the scripture so others can understand it and apply it in their lives. This is very commonly seen in the roles of lead pastor, associate pastor, things that we've devised as ways for this role to be manifest in the local church. And notice this too is an equipping role. Pastors are to be equipping you and me for the work of ministry. I hope you find the Morning Mindset to be a source of equipping for you, helping you know how to get your mind aligned with God's truth every day, even through the demonstration of how we go through the scripture. And friends, it's my hope that as you understand these gifts more, number one, you might recognize, hey, I think I might be an evangelist, or I might be a pastor sort of a person. I might be gifted in those ways because God has given me that gift. But I also hope you will view the people in your life who are in those roles with a new appreciation and with a sense of seeing them as a resource, someone who can help equip you to do the work of ministry God has placed in your life. So Lord, open our eyes to understand better who these people are in our lives, the evangelists and the pastor teachers, the ones who we can encourage and actually benefit from as we seek to grow as believers in Christ. And Lord, if we are called in those ways, gifted in those ways, reveal that to us and enable us to learn how to use our gifts effectively to equip and build up others within the church. Lord, we're asking you to do this for us and through us, by your power and in your mighty name. Amen. I so appreciate you listening to the Morning Mindset. If you listen and you're intrigued and you don't really know if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. You can find that link easily in the description of this episode. And the final thing I want to encourage you to be a part of is the Morning Mindset Prayer Team. This is a powerful way that you can truly make an eternal impact on the lives of others who listen to the Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer team to sign up to be a part of our prayer team.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.